This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to struggling Americans, something demanded by President Donald Trump. After months of partisan bickering, legislators late Monday finally approved a $900 billion stimulus package to help families and businesses struggling to survive the hit to the economy from the coronavirus before millions lose their benefits. The legislation includes one-time payments of $600 to most taxpayers, but Trump dropped a bombshell in the celebrations this week, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered his statement, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi challenged Republicans to support an amendment to boost the dollar amount, but Republicans refused to agree to the change. Britain and the European Union have struck a free trade agreement that should avert New Year's chaos for cross-border commerce and bring a measure of certainty to businesses after years of Brexit turmoil. The breakthrough on Thursday came after months of tense and often testy negotiations that whittled differences down to three key issues: fair competition rules, mechanisms for resolving future disputes, and fishing rights. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures on January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering hope to a nation that has lost some 120,000 people to the pandemic. Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving the first 10,000 doses of a 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Thursday.